Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit. Bandwidth for the Daily Gizwiz is provided by AOL Music and Spinner.com, where you can get free MP3s, exclusive interviews, and more. It's time for the Daily Gizwiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 888 for Wednesday, August 5th, 2009, SanDisk Slot Radio. The Daily Gizwiz is brought to you by Audible.com. For your free audiobook, check out audible.com/gizwiz. And now, get ready for Dick. It's the middle of the week, the day we dubbed Theme Free Wednesday. And now, the Theme Free Wednesday theme.
It's Wednesday.
I don't have a Wednesday song, really.
Theme Free Day.
I could sing the Monday song over again.
No!
It's Wednesday.
Theme Free Wednesday, the show you cannot hum.
There's no way.
The day when there's no theme.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the man who has no brain, Mr. Dick DiBartolo.
No, is that right?
No, I don't.
I mean,
think
it's
so.
True, but I don't think you should.
We shouldn't tell the world.
I don't think you
should tell the world.
Let them judge for themselves.
Hey, let me ask you what headphones you're wearing right there, because they're very, very attractive. I'm watching. We do the show on video for those who want to see us make fools of ourselves every Tuesday at 4:30 Pacific, 4:40 the Eastern, 1:30 Pacific. And I see these headphones you're wearing. They're very attractive.
I am wearing the Bose Triport.
The Triport?
Bose Triport. Yeah, they're really nice.
Yeah, they're very, very attractive. They remind me a little bit. I bought some Panasonic headphones in Japan for Henry as a reward.
Oh, it's tough, like $6 over there for like HDTV.
In fact, no. I thought, oh, this is great. Nobody will be able to get these. They're unique. They looked very Japanese. They were lime green. They're really cool looking. Henry was so excited. And they were only $60 and they sounded great. I thought, boy, this is great. This is great. And then I looked on Amazon and they're $39 on Amazon. You can have them overnight in five colors. And I thought, it's not the same world it was when I was
No. Eating. Oh.
Anyway, I'm not telling Henry that.
Anyway.
He still thinks they're pretty darn cool.
Oh, good. Okay. And God knows he doesn't listen to any of your broadcasts, so I think you're safe.
Well, they have a good bass on them, and he listens to the rap music that the kids love today. So he likes to have that.
God, do you remember Panasonic had these headphones that went behind your neck and they actually moved your neck every time there was
no,
a bass.
I don't want that.
I'll have to find them and do them as a turn.
What do they call it? The headache maker.
Something like that. I have to find them for a Gadget Warehouse Friday. They were bizarre.
Oh, lordy, lordy. So we're halfway through the week. We've survived the first 2 days. Wednesday usually is the best gadget of the week.
Thank you for that. Okay. Now, okay. Wait till next Tuesday. I know you do. I know you do. We like to
say that Wednesday.
We like to hang each other out to dry.
Every Wednesday, Dick comes up with a gadget. The gadget that's just going to make you go, I can't believe that. This is the day I have my credit card ready because I almost always buy. In fact, I'm going to tell you this right now, Dick. I don't even know. Sight unseen. Let me get out the credit card because I know I'm going to want to buy whatever it is today you are talking about, I am going to purchase.
Now, this is how this is going to work.
Okay.
I'm going to mention five things, and you're going to say, putting the card away, putting the card away, putting the card away.
Okay.
Then I'm going to mention the sixth thing, and you may or may not be interested. Okay? All right.
No, I've committed. I will buy everything you've talked about today. I'm getting ready.
I'm going to let you buy option two because I don't think you want option one.
Okay. What is option one?
Okay, it's from SanDisk.
I love it already. That's, I'm taking it. Okay.
SanDisk is very inventive, coming up not only with new memory cards and new formats.
Which they're famous for. In fact, I have a... they sent me that 32 gig SD card. I just love that thing.
Yeah, exactly. This is a bizarre gadget, which will appeal to certain people. Okay.
Oh dear.
No. Okay. Okay. Oh, it's called. Dear. Okay. It's called Slot Radio. Okay.
I like the radio part.
I'm a little confused about the slot part.
Okay, so it's a tiny little MP3 player with a built-in radio. It takes micro SD cards. Now, there are some drawbacks. I'll tell you the good part. Okay, there you go.
Well, it's tiny.
It's tiny.
It's really tiny. It's about the size of a quarter, it looks like. Is it that small?
It's a little bigger, more like a silver dollar.
Okay.
It comes with one album. It comes with one micro SD card. Cost $99.99. However, the card contains 1,000 songs.
What?
Okay, now there are a lot. Okay, hang on. There are a lot of things you're going to say, why? Oh, all right, this is the deal, Leo. It's for people who don't want to download music, don't know how to download music, just want to have a variety of music. There are about 7 albums out now, and each one contains 1,000.
These are these slot radio cards.
Cards, right. And the slot cards are $40 each for 1,000 songs. So you pay.
So when you buy the $99 one, you get one card, right?
You get one card with
So it's like the player's like $50 plus a card.
Exactly. So out of the box, you have 1,000 songs.
But they're based on a playlist.
Exactly. A Billboard playlist. Like, for example, you can get the rock and roll card. You can get the country western card.
Oh, I like this. I can get Henry the Hip Hop card. I can get the country card.
Exactly.
Now, are these the Billboard hits of the last of the year or what? I mean,
it's Billboard lists from like the 80s. It depends on the car.
Right.
You can get the Billboard list from the 70s.
They're
going to
do a health and fitness one. That'll be good.
Exactly.
Can you see what's on the card at any point? I mean, I don't see a list of the songs I'm going to get.
I think if you drill down, you can. There are several things that makes it totally unlike an MP3 player, which you may or may not like. You cannot replay a song.
What? You only hear it once?
No. You cannot hit. There's no rewind.
There's no back. So you have to listen to the next song no matter what.
Right. Oh, no.
Can you skip?
You can skip.
But you can't go back.
And
there's only forward. There's no back.
Exactly.
Unless you go all the way through the 1,000 songs, then you can start over.
Oh, that's a piece of cake. Yeah, it's a piece of cake.
That could be frustrating. What if it just played, I love this song so much, and my mom called, and I missed it. I can't go back.
Well, you can. Just say, hang on.
1,000 clicks later.
Hang on.
I think this is a really interesting idea. Actually, I knew about this, and I think this is a very interesting idea.
Yeah, because you can't copy. Digital management rights, you can't copy anything.
Of course not.
You can't, if you lose the player, you lose your music. But I mean, you're paying 4 cents a song.
That's the right price, by the way.
Yeah. You can't rearrange the playlists. You can skip songs. And as a song is playing, it'll say next song up will be. So if you want to click the button.
So this is the idea. It's like a radio station, basically.
That's exactly right. It's for people who want to carry music. There is one of the cards has exercise music. And
that one, that one's coming out, they said. They've got 80s and 90s, hip-hop, R&B, country, oldies, daily mix, and rock. I think that's pretty cool. So far,
yeah. But, Leo, this is the really neat thing. I have a sense of Fuse, which I love. You can go into SanDisk and download the new upgraded software, which makes your Fuse slot radio accessible. So if you don't want to buy a slot radio for $100, but you have a sense of Fuse, you can upgrade the software, then pay $40 and get 1,000 songs. So they see now I'm not, I know you have your credit card out. I know you're committed, but you could get in for just $40.
If I had a Fuse.
Yeah.
I don't have a Fuse.
Oh, you see that? That's why everything Fuse wise comes to me. Everything iPhone, iPod goes to you.
No, but I think that I've recommended the Fuse as a player. I think it's a very a very nice player at a very reasonable price. You know, we've talked about this before. This is what they need to do to compete against the iPod. So if you go to slotradio.org, you can see all the different stuff. It doesn't look like they give you a playlist, just like artists. They say who the artists will be.
Oh, okay. I thought they did, but
maybe they do. I can't find it.
No, you're right, because I'm looking on in the notes, and it does. It just says the artists. It doesn't give a complete playlist. I'm not quite sure why. It's not like, yeah, I mean, like someone could take the card and write down all the songs and publish it. So, I mean, why would
it's only a matter of time.
Why would they hesitate doing it themselves?
You know what? The thing I don't like about this is it really is just, this is typical of the music industry. They're trying to think of ways to get you to, you know, to make music accessible without, without impacting sales. So I guess the hope is, well, they're never going to click 1,000 times. So they'll buy the song. Or something like that. And that's why SanDisk for creating a new and innovative platform.
Yeah, always thinking of, you know,
I think this is great. Well, they need to, because they're competing against the monster in the business.
Yes, yes.
Actually, two monsters, because what the iPod doesn't get, the Zune does, and then the rest is like 1 or 2% of the market. But I think the SanDisk players are really great little players. They do some.
Yeah, I love my sense
of view. And this is
Tunsy. Yeah. Yeah.
So the audio quality is good.
You know, it comes with earbuds. The earbuds are okay. Actually, I think the earbuds are a touch better than you normally get with a little portable player. I did notice if you play some very, very old songs and play them loud, there's a touch of distortion because they weren't digitally recorded.
They probably didn't know back then.
Why they didn't think to make them digital back in the 50s is beyond. Why weren't people thinking?
What were they thinking?
What were they thinking?
Very interesting.
Yeah.
The slot radio player, your new music BFF. They're aiming this at kids, probably. But, you know, I can see Jennifer would buy this.
Yeah. I was just going to say, you know, an executive who doesn't know from downloading.
Right.
Who doesn't have the time to download. He just wants to hear some music, and he wants something very small to carry. And bring back his childhood, bring back all the old songs he heard in the 70s and 80s. It's a perfect way to go.
Slotradio.org.
That's them.
Now, quickly, I want to mention our friends at Audible.com, our sponsor. You can go to audible.com/gizwiz if you want to load. Now, the nice thing about this, you can load up your SanDisk Sansa, your iPod, your iPhone, your Zune, your Kindle, almost any device with great unabridged fiction. So, you know, if you've ever listened to an audiobook, you know, gone to the store and they have the cassettes, or maybe you've downloaded it from iTunes. By the way, the iTunes stuff, that's Audible. You're going to get some sense of what an audiobook is like, but this is so much easier. In fact, I have a Platinum subscription. That gives me 2 books a month. I suggest you get the subscription. In fact, if you go to audible.com/gizwiz, you will get a chance to sign up for a gold subscription, 1 book a month, and your first book is free. So give a try and then take a look at all the great choices at audible.com. We haven't mentioned this in a while, but there's also Audible Kids, so they have a lot of great kids books. And I have to tell you, well, I loved reading to my child. There's a great combination of reading to them and having them be read to on Audible when those times when you can't. And it really gets them reading early. So you can create an account for your child here. That's all linked at audible.com/gizwiz. I'm a big fan of the Audible package, the Audible platform. I listen, you know, this is one of those sponsors that I'm just such a big fan of. I've been a customer long before they ever were on the show. In fact, since 2001, I've listened to almost 400 books on Audible. I mean, that's a whole bookshelf worth of books on audible.com. And the beauty of that is you can always go back to your Audible library and re-download these. So it really is almost like your bookshelf, where because books are, you know, sometimes you want to read a book again, and you can do that. If I go to my library, I can see all the books I've ever read and download them again. Here's some of the books that I just read, The History of China and the biographies of Mao Zedong. And there's so much great stuff here. audible.com/gizwiz to get your start. And since we know you like humor, you might want to check out this humor section. They've got business, classics, education, fiction, history, kids and young adult, mysteries and thrillers, romance, science and technology, self-development, and comedy. By the way, a lot of nostalgia radio shows, radio and TV shows, comedy performances, and even podcasts are on there. And here are some of the great comedy bits you can listen to, including my good friend John Hodgman's area of my expertise. We mentioned Gene Shepard on the show last week. They've got some Gene Shepard on here, too. This is Gene Shepard, something called Don't Be a Leaf. I don't know this one. Gene passed away about 10 years ago. But this is some of the great bits that he did on WOR radio in New York, which I listen to every night. It really inspired me to get started. He was inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame a few years after his death. But in Don't Be a Leaf, he talks about the impact of dirty glasses, shopping for cars with his old man. He loved talking about his dad. In fact, if you remember A Christmas Story, it was all about his old man. Fly swatters, growing up with the White Sox, the divide between the South Side and the North Side in Chicago, and its baseball fans. He is a talker. He is great. Let's listen to a little bit of Gene Shepard. I love this voice.
The only car I'm interested in is the LaSalle. The LaSalle. I mean, he's lucky to have a used Whippet. You know, that kind with the square wheels. But he always would say that. It's a kind of the reverse strain of... Speaking of Babbitt, this just brings up the subject of Babbitt. Speaking of Babbitt, let's let Babbitt here have a couple of words with you. Friends, stay tuned for the voice of Zenith. I'll award you a brass figlegee with bronze oak leaf palm if you can tell me what Zenith stood for.
Zenith. This is great. This is he's doing a commercial, believe it or not. Gene Shepard, you can see the inspiration that he is for me. I want you to listen to Gene Shepard. One of many, many titles you can get at audible.com/gizwiz. But if you've never heard his radio work, this is well worth getting. Audible.com/gizwiz. A great source for all of your audio entertainment, and I highly recommend it. If you haven't listened to Audible yet, get your first book free, and I think you'll become a convert.
On your way to work, on your way to school, when you can't read a book, don't be a fool. Get Audible. Over 50,000 books. Audible. All of my fighting on my cow. Get Audible.
Audible.com/gizwiz.
Here comes.
Ladies and gentlemen, doing his Santana impression. And now, ladies and gentlemen, a letter from the Gizwiz mailbag.
You know, you reminded me, my mother also used to read to me when I was a kid.
Did she? Yeah.
She read to me in Italian.
You're kidding. Did you understand it?
No, I don't know a word of Italian. 11 years, I never had the heart to tell her.
Questi sono tutti, ma tutti vanno tutti crampo tutta urega.
Che c'è tutto, ha da potente, vanno le gavanze. And you're going, yeah, Ma, that's great.
Nice.
No, you must have spoken a little Italian.
Nothing. No, all I would say is, that's enough for tonight. Let's save
Did
the
Did she speak English at all?
Yeah, she spoke perfect English. There was a way to teach me how to speak Italian, but... You sort of had to know the translation in order
know
for that
it
to
work.
Ahead of time.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
I love Italian.
Yeah. That was, Goldilocks?
Yeah.
That you just
said, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's dramatic. Ooh, yeah.
It is dramatic.
Did it feel like dramatic. Your mom was reading to you right there?
Yeah, it did. It did. I've tears in my eyes. Okay, now
let's do the letter in English. Can we do that?
Okay. This is a good friend of the show, Anish. Anish writes us quite often, but I want you to see if you can figure out this letter. Maybe you'll do it as I talk, okay?
Okay.
Dick and Leo. It's been a while since I've written, but I most definitely love the show.
Ricardo I Leone, si dovrà lungo to matengo, se dolce budolla, amore la covazanta vororo.
Oh, you know what? Tony put in subtitles. That was, I could see that.
Go ahead.
The shoe was on the other foot.
La crozzinvoce d'ovor de Pietro.
I'm going to In and Out for a Big Mac.
Because if they were competing in the Big Mac. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I wanted to interrupt you.
That's okay. On your July 20th episode, you talked about children's rhymes for remembering how many days are in each month. Okay, this is the part that gets me. I want to share a simple trick my mother taught me to accomplish the
is
same
thing. Is it the finger
thing.
Trick?
Yes.
The knuckle
did
thing?
Did you read this?
Yeah.
Yes.
It never worked for me. No, I didn't read it, but I know people do this knuckle thing, and it doesn't work for me at all.
You just hold your hands out in front of you.
Okay.
Make two fists with your palms facing up.
Oh.
So you're looking at your knuckles.
Okay.
But this is so simple. The bumps and the valleys from left to right represent the high and low number of days from January to December.
January, February, March.
A month with 31 days and a valley with 30, except for February because that has 28.
Yeah, I always hate that part. It ruins every rhyme.
The two bumps between your hands are July and August. And they both have 31 days.
Oh, so you don't clap the valley on the side of your hand. That's July, August. So you go January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December, January.
So how do we know that they're right? How do we know
it does work?
Right. It does?
Well, yeah. See, the first knuckle on your left hand. Okay, put your hands in front. The one thing he screwed up. The one thing he screwed up is he said face up. It's not palm up. It's you're making.
Oh, that's the
that's
problem.
Where he screwed it up. It's fists, and you're looking at your fists. Okay,
the face. Oh, okay,
yeah, it's not
I did
this.
It and I
no, I don't know why he said that. That's wrong.
I sent out a check August 45th.
No, like, this does work, but I think you know which is worse: going April 30 days has September, April, June, and all the rest has 31, or January. You look like a moron. January, February, March. April,
or how
May,
about
June,
a calendar?
There's a thought. Do calendars actually tell you that now?
It depends. You have to get a good one. You have to spend a lot. Don't spend less than $50. The bad ones, Leo, the guys make them up and they go, let me use my knuckles here. January, that looks like 28. February, I'll give them 31. March, I didn't give them enough in February. March, 33.
So
I'll
you're saying 30. When I go to the store to buy a calendar in June, because they're discounted, like 99 cents, that those do not get the 99-cent calendars?
Well, if you get a 99-cent calendar that was marked down from $50, that's a good deal.
Oh, okay, good. So in other words, they don't change them after the fact.
No, they don't. The dates stay the same. It's a popular notion that they change them when they sell them cheap, but they don't.
Oh, really? See, that's what I've been staying away from these discount calendars in June.
No. Discount calendars in June are okay.
They're the same as they were in December. They don't take a page out or two.
Yeah, well, that they might.
He's not going to need August.
Nah, forget August.
Forget August.
Forget his knuckle. Forget that in between. They don't need July and they don't need August.
Januario, Februario, Mars, Aprilio. Oh,
it works. Even in Italian, it works.
Wow.
Do they have the same number of days in the Italian calendar?
I don't know. I can't read Italian.
I think that's the calendar they leave out August. Nobody should be working in August anyway.
August, yeah.
Don't want to work. Just take the calendar out.
Yeah.
No page.
Like the Spanish calendar, it stops at 5 p.m. every day.
That's right. And why not?
And why not?
And why not, I say. Good thinking, Spain. See, I'm glad that you asked me because I knew that.
You see, and that was the thing is the description is wrong about the knuckles up and the knuckles down.
Right.
That's why I was so confused.
No wonder it didn't make sense. I mean, I guess it's possible. I'm trying to think. Could you do this with your palms down? I mean, the palms up.
See, to me, I have to have a third person come in, a second person come in to do the pointing.
January, February, oh, that yeah. works. March,
oh, you
April,
can. Okay.
May,
oh, you can.
June. Yeah, it still works because, well, you know, there's this kind of analog between your top and bottom. So January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. Yeah, that works still.
Yeah, you see, it works because you moved your hands. I didn't.
You gotta move your hands.
I didn't think you could. I just.
Just put your hands out and figure it
yeah,
out.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. I was
oh, you can
in
use
the
your
mirror.
Nose.
I was
January,
going, oh, that would
nose.
Be good. That would be
January,
good.
That's, February, March,
you see, you're
April.
So good at this. Problem solving is excellent.
Yeah. Well, excellent. But then people go, why are you smelling your hands? That's
and problem
good?
Creating is also another one.
Yes, they go together.
They go together.
Together. Tomorrow is Thursday, my friend. It is
yes,
August 6th, the hottest month. We are in the dog days, you know.
Oh, is your air conditioner working? Will it be cool?
Oh, Dick, just for you, because Dick's coming out next week. Just for you, yeah. I am going to turn the air. Let's see what the lowest temperature I can get in here. Bring your snowsuit, because I'm going to get it down to 60 degrees in here. That's the lowest I can go.
Wow. Yeah.
And it,
now,
it,
do you
it
mean,
works.
If you put it on 60, it can't. How do you know it can get down to 60?
Well, because I turn it into, I put on the height. See, there's a button. It's carefully hidden. This is the remote
Look
control.
At that.
Carefully
Look
hidden
at that.
On the remote control is a special button.
Hail.
It says Dick DiBartolo, and you press that button.
Inches of snow. That's an amazing thing.
Isn't that good?
Wind.
Look at that.
Wind velocity. Wow.
We had, you know, the rain button's a problem.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we had the rain button. I pushed it, and actually, we had a problem. I had to get buckets. So now it's working. Well, now I just turn it up. So let's see.
And I don't hear a thing. That's amazing.
No, it's quiet. In fact, it's got a little blower on it that I'm going to aim at you.
When I get there.
It's okay. going to snow.
Okay. I'm in. Count me in.
It will
be
so cool.
As I come back from Twit Cottage with pneumonia. Last time I had heat stroke.
I know. I felt.
Now this year it will be pneumonia.
Truthfully, the reason I have this AC is you.
Oh, no. Come on.
No, I swear to God, because it was. I felt so bad last year.
You
were dripping. It was terrible. We had a heat wave, and I just thought, I can't do this to Dick again. And when we decided you were going to come out in the episode 900, I said, all right. We got to get AC in here. So, I appreciate
it. Nothing to do with the shows when you were sitting there.
I don't care. You know, I can strip down. I don't care. Doesn't bother me. I'm perfectly willing to take off.
I think
my
it bothers the viewers.
Well,
that's the problem.
I do notice that the viewership goes down a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
exactly.
Zero.
All right. Well, there's so much to do out there. It's going to be
so exciting.
The
last thing you really want to see is a naked guy sitting on a rubber ball.
Yeah.
It's sticky.
Although that's your logo. Isn't it the new logo that you had?
This has kind of made me famous sitting on the ball, and it is on the logo, on the new logo we have.
Yeah.
You'll notice, you're really sharp. You're sharp-eyed. You'll notice that the little twit guy is sitting on a rubber ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You're quick. You're good. Yeah. Nothing gets by Dick.
No, no, no.
No, no, no. Ladies and gentlemen, we thank you for being here. We hope you'll come back tomorrow. Please. We'll see you then, Dick.
I'll be here.
D-A-I-L-Y. It's the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Daily Gizwiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.